Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is May 31, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is
Spirit Song.
Spirit Song, thanks for joining us again.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
You bring so much of your beautiful angelic energy to the call. That's so appreciated.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. We have a mutual admiration system.
And one of our favorite phrases is, we're a good team.
We're a good team. So now, welcome to New Earth Support Team. Welcome to returning folks, remember, and welcome to anyone who's new. So what we always do in this call is we help support the incoming Aquarian Age. And I just remembered I need to make a slight tech setting here. Just a sec.
Somebody said Spirit Team. Yay, Spirit Team. I like that, actually.
Spirit Team.
So we're a good team too.
We are.
All of us.
That's the whole point of this thing.
It is.
So anyhow, so what we do is if the pattern holds, then each of us will receive healing and awakening and spiritual experience, all for the benefit of the greater collective, because whatever each of us is able to receive individually will radiate to them. And it's super easy to do. We'll guide you every step of the way. So after we pass this little intro, what we're going to do is we're sitting in front of a little shamanic mesa. We're going to call the directions, call in a bunch of allies of love and light, set a beautiful sacred container. And then we'll guide you in a process of embodied awakening, where you can call your higher self into your human body and have a beautiful, awesome experience that way. And then once that's all done, we'll open it up to the allies and they'll do what they do, which is always open to them, but has been very consistent in recent weeks. They just give each of us unique experiences of healing and awakening. Spirit Song and I will narrate what we're experiencing, which tends to be what most of the members are experiencing. And then at the end, we'll come back into our bodies and wrap it up and formally close the container, after which we'll open the floor to any questions or comments you may have. And the energetic process usually takes an hour or less. And the amount of chat is up to you guys afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Okay. Would you like to set the tone for the... two more things. I almost forgot. The request we always make on an Awakening Plus call is, first, please do only this. The quality of attention you hold is really important, and it affects everybody else, because we co-create this event, whether you're live or even on the recording. The quality of attention you're holding affects everybody else. So please, if you cannot give this your undivided attention and you're a member, come back later, pick it out of the archive and do it when you can give it full attention. You'll have a better experience and everyone else will have a better experience too. And the second is, if you discover partway through the process, even if you're on the recording, that you must exit prior to the closing of the sacred container, which will be obvious, then just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and that'll be fine. And that applies to prior archive recordings too. For a long time, I said, got to stay with it. Don't exit early. But I realized later I was being a little too restrictive. So I wised up on that. I think that's all the intro stuff, unless you can think of anything.
No, but I like the idea of ease and flow.
Ease. All right. Yeah. Would you like to set the pitch for our calling?
Sure.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti. We
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please.
Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please.
maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good pleasure.
Maximum fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please.
We call Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Sacred Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Uriel on our left hand, Gabriel on our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, and Hedgehog. Spirit Song, please call your allies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you to you beautiful ones who are already with us, and Oya, and Oya Sarahe, I call to you to bring your divine, beautiful energy here with us. I call to you, creators, those who have embodied for centuries the ancient power of the grandmothers and grandfathers, Pachacuti Mesa tradition in Peru, and many others. We are grateful for you and your energy here with us. We are thankful for the dear family that I see here with us. Looks like a mother doe and her little ones. We are grateful for the beautiful medicine that you bring, and to the whales and dolphins and playful otters, those who swim in the water element. I feel your presence and I'm grateful. Hawk and eagle, condor, hummingbird, all of you, feeling your presence in the air. You beautiful winged ones, teaching us how to rise above. Thank you for your beautiful energy in this air time we are living in astrologically. We are thankful to each of you, Dorothy, Grandma Mamie, all those who are aligned with highest good, with love and light and benevolent energies for all of us here in this gathering, here on this earth, We welcome you. Thank you for being with us tonight. I see part of the bear family that we've been seeing around here. They're here with us. Beautiful. Thank you to each of you. We're grateful beyond words.
Are you complete?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. That was a lot of them. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is. Aho.
Aho. We got ourselves a good container. All right. So it's embodied awakening time, folks. So here's how to do it. The idea here is that you're going to call your higher self into your human body. Metaphorically, it's like your body is a car and your ego slides in the passenger seat. Your divine's going to drive. At any point, your ego doesn't like your divine's driving. All it has to do is slide over, take the wheel again. The divine will step out right away with no fuss. And your ego is back behind the wheel in full control. This happens just like that. So if you're new to this, just know that your ego is safe. There's no risk or danger. You're just trying it on. You can immediately reverse back to the way it was if you wish. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure out so much in your mind, you can just know what to do through intuition, and there is more bliss. So if you'd like to try that on, we can do that right now. In a moment, I'm going to have you say 8 words to your higher self. Say them out loud if you can, silently if you must. So we'll begin now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's all the words. Let them go. And now, if you feel energy moving in your body, let that be your focus. If you do not feel that, then place your focus on the breath, entering and leaving your body as it will. Beyond that, these tips may help. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this invocation process. I also recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Be passive and just feel either the energy or your breath. Should you become distracted during this process, let the distraction be. Do not fight it or try to change it. Just let it be as it is with no resistance. However, we are going to treat any distraction as an uninvited guest, and we are going to return our attention back to what we're choosing, which is awareness of energy or breath. After you do that, if the distraction persists in the background, let the distraction do its thing. That's fine. And you do your thing with energy awareness or breath awareness. The final instruction is how to use the least effort needed to do this at all. So let's all practice this by, for a moment, dropping to zero effort. For a moment, please drop your focus and simply exist, starting now. Whatever arises is fine. And boy, are a bunch of us just easing into embodied awakening right now. Spirit Song and I have the good fortune to be able to feel that happening, even on the folks on the recording later.
Yeah.
So at this point, if you're not already in embodied awakening, then if you're at zero effort and have any awareness remaining of your chosen focus, energy, or breath, zero is enough. You want to use the least effort needed to get the job done. If it's zero effort, you've lost awareness of your focus entirely and you're not yet in embodied awakening, then slowly add little micro increments of effort back bit by bit until you regain the awareness of energy or breath, but hold the level of effort as soon as you gain that awareness. I did just barely enough to feel it. In this invocation process, excess effort slows things down. So I mentioned some people were already in embodied awakening. How would you know? You do this question and you just give yourself a simple yes or no answer. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The energy totally holds itself. Check that for yourself. If that's going on, you're in embodied awakening. Congratulations. In that case, just chill. Embodied awakening holds itself. No further effort is needed. You serve everyone here by just hanging out, relaxed in your own embodied awakening, because the more of us that are there, live or on the recording, the easier it makes it for everyone else to get there. So just chill out if you're in embodied awakening for a bit. And if you're not there, relax. Be passive. And simply feel energy if you're able, or if not, just feel breath come and go. Limit it to just that. Put all of your attention on the kinesthetics, on the somatic experience of energy or breath. Let everything else do its thing in the background. Using the least effort needed to have that awareness down to and including no effort at all. Wow, a lot of people are in embodied awakening. It feels great. In fact, the divine is already starting to move the energy, so we're going underway into our relaxed, spontaneous process of the allies running the show from here. From this point forward, Spirit Song and I release control to our beautiful divine allies, every one of which is a being of love and light and benevolent intent. They're all trustworthy. From this point on, Spirit Song and I are only empathic tour guides, reporting what's already happening. We'll be reporting what the majority of you are experiencing. If your experience does not match our description, let your experience be what it is, please. Do not try to match our description. Please allow your experience to be exactly what it is. At this point, being is doing. There will be no visualizing, no sending energy. Your job now is to relax and let the divine give you whatever experience of healing or awakening or whatever comes up. And know that whatever your experience is, it will be serving the great collective of consciousness on Earth. You are acting now as a surrogate for the human collective. And whatever happens to you will be amplified many times over for the benefit of others. So just relax and let these beautiful allies make use of you. There may be periods of silence. If so, We're still on duty and aware, but we won't yammer just to yammer. We'll speak if guided. Otherwise, there will be silence. So we invite you now to relax into the process. Again, this whole thing from start to finish, the energetic process usually runs under an hour. So just relax and enjoy. I'm feeling a particularly rich energy kind of rolling in.
Yes, it feels many are really deep already.
Mm-hmm. I can feel my physical body being saturated with this beautiful energy. Mm-hmm. Somehow it feels like pancake syrup. I mean, the healthy kind. Yeah, the bliss is rising. My physical body now feels more like energy than flesh. Yeah, they're shifting our frequency pretty quickly this time. Allies, we come to serve. We are so grateful for this opportunity to be of service to the great incoming Aquarian age, or whatever people want to call this beautiful rising consciousness on Earth. Mm-hmm. Please make use of us in a way that serves the highest good of all, including those who are here to serve. Let nothing happen that causes harm to anybody. And let all here in this process receive maximum benefit from their service. Thank you. It would be a huge win-win. The collective wins, those of us doing the process win. Yeah, like that.
We are being assisted too by a beautiful portal, eclipse portal, between lunar and solar eclipses, which empowers us even further. And we are grateful.
Yeah, my body's getting even further saturated. Pretty strong altered state being implanted. I'm aware of our blended field starting to rise. Some of us are aware at a higher level beyond our human self. And in that higher level, there is a blending taking place where all of us together are creating a beautiful field of divine being. In this field, there is no separation. We are simply one blended being. So it's a both and. This blended field transcends and includes each of our individual human awarenesses. So when you're ready, you'll simply have this experience without effort. I do not recommend trying to experience what I'm talking about. It'll just show up automatically when you're ready. Wow, what amazing frequencies are coming through. Thank you, allies. The energy is so deep and sweet. So you humans just relax, allow. If you haven't tried it yet, try zero effort and just be, and see if the allies don't just hold you in this beautiful space. If it doesn't work, you can always go back to focusing on energy or breath. But try zero effort and just see if that works now. An even deeper frequency. This is very subtle and yet very powerful all at the same time. Once again, I encourage everyone to just relax, allow, let go. Now I'm starting to feel some heavy energy go out my hands. So it looks like they're starting to bring up some of the heavy energy from Earth that needs to be cleared. They know each of our capabilities for this. If you're not able to help with this, they won't bring you any. If you are, they'll bring you an appropriate amount. And again, there's nothing you have to do at the human level. Relax and just stay completely passive. The allies will totally take care of processing this, but they do need human bodies for what they brought up. And they're very grateful we're willing to let them make use of our human bodies to help clear this heavy energy off the planet. We just went into a subtler level. So relax, and if you have the ability to feel that, notice that the vibration just got subtler and sweeter. In these levels, there's not a lot of language that's helpful. It's mostly beyond description. But you can feel it when you're there. Sometimes when I put heavy energy through me, my body shakes, and when I'm on a squeaky chair, it squeaks. It's all good. Mm-hmm. Getting even more subtly blissful.
It really is beyond words.
Mm-hmm. And again, whatever state you're holding, they're radiating down to earth and assisting others in their own awakening. So whatever your experiences of healing or awakening or any other inner experiences, let it be what it is without resistance. So I am now starting to feel gradually increasing physical body awareness, which means they're slowly starting to ease our spirits back into our bodies. This takes a few minutes usually. Again, there's nothing you have to do as humans. Just relax and they'll take care of everything. And it's a both and. You're allowed to gain awareness of your body at the same time as you're continuing to hold awareness of these subtle and ecstatic states we've been placed into, and the awareness of the beautiful blended field we shared with our brothers and sisters and others from Awakening Plus.
Yeah, there's been such a deep space so many times that I haven't wanted to speak and disturb the the depth I'm starting to feel as you are the reconnection to the physical. But when we are in that place beyond words, I resist trying to put words to it. Just allowing it to be.
And they're doing an extremely gradual transition, much slower than usual. So it may be several minutes as we slowly gain physical awareness more and more.
which of course the slow transition makes it even easier to maintain the divine consciousness that we've been hanging out with in our light bodies. As before, there's nothing to do here. We encourage you to relax and allow the process to run itself. Each of us is being well cared for and managed through this process automatically. They're showing me the mirroring effect of each of us who's slowly being transitioned back to their bodies. There are also many others on earth receiving a similar experience at the same time. Many of whom we'll never even be aware of, but we are serving them through the grace of the divine. They're telling me once again, yes, the Aquarian age is here. Gotta make sure my ego really gets that. Heck, by tomorrow, we'll have a video up, link for mastershaman.com on my YouTube channel, where Spirit Song and I talk about that Aquarian age. So I'm feeling my body even a little more now, but it feels so saturated with divine bliss. There's so much ecstasy in every cell. Really amazing. And they're telling me they're doing it so slowly because they're bringing in some very special frequencies. And these are so high vibration, it takes a little while to ease them into the physical body of each of us. In other words, if they went any faster, the body would tend to reject it because it is a vibration that's quite a bit higher than many of us are accustomed to holding. They say it's like one of those big 10-course meals. You got to eat it over several hours. So they're taking not that long, but they are easing this energy into us very slowly so that it won't be just automatically rejected. So again, you're invited to relax, chill, let the transition be slow. Enjoy the lovely altered state that we're all in. I just eased into my body a little bit more. I'm mostly here now. But I feel so different compared to when we started. Okay, I think I'm all the way in. How are you doing, Spirit Song?
It is very deep, very beautiful, peaceful, deep, blissful. But yes, I'm feeling my body more and more.
Okay. So I think they ease me all the way back in. For me, it's still a both and experience. Here in the body, but though so really keenly aware of those beautiful high vibrations at the same time. All right, so let's call our directions and close our container, and then we'll open the floor to questions and comments. Feel all right?
Okay.
Would you like to set the pitch of the Mesa?
Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Quichi.
Another wave of bliss. Allies, thank you so much for this super sweet event. Wow. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. You beautiful allies who are still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? 1, 2, 3. All right, that's the sacred container formally closed. Any of you who are not yet members of Awakening Plus, you are welcome to check it out. $1 for 30 days. Just go to awakeningplus.com to learn more. And if you're interested in working with me, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, and internal family systems influenced work, life coaching, and more. Spirit Song, what do you do?
You can find me at spiritsongoasis.com, and I do astrology and different kinds of healing work. Process called an inner journey that I love to do with folks using a number of different modalities. And wherever spirit leads us, we go. I'm just a vessel to guide, and the healing comes from within you.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, so I'm now going to allow unmuting. So the floor is open. So anyone who would like to speak, just click your little microphone icon. If you're on a phone, just hit *6. If you have other things you need to do now, feel free to disconnect or turn off the recording or whatever it is. And we're open for feedback. Now, sometimes as soon as you open the floor, there's a bit of silence for a while because a lot of people get so spacey that they just need a little time to have anything come out of their mouth or out of their fingers. So
make that transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're used to it, but, you know, other people need more time. So the energy is still quite sweet. And so rather than impatiently wonder who's going to talk, just relax. Actually, it looks like Joan has unmuted. Joan, would you like to share something?
I didn't have a question. I want to say thank you. I have missed these journeys. I haven't been able to journey with you for over a year.
Wow.
And it was a part of my routine that I've missed very much. But tonight was special. I experienced myself as light.
Nice. So,
thank you very much.
Wow. Congratulations. I take it that's an unusual experience for you.
Not unusual, but I'm surrounded by a lot of activity right now, and I was able to sink right into it because of the way that both of you held the container.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being here.
Yay. Well, that's good, because you are light. Mm-hmm. You deserve to experience that. Thank you, Joan. Anything else you wanted to share or ask?
Just a real quick question. I am not a member of Awakening Plus yet. Hopefully that will come soon. But I was a regular member of Ease, and now I can't get into the archives at all. My password and whatnot don't work. Can you send me to a page where I might refresh myself on how to sign up again?
So what happened when Ease, the prior version of the membership, became Awakening Plus is we did arrange it so that only active members of Awakening Plus could access the archive at that point. So
okay.
The archive now has over 325 events, and if you just want to join Awakening Plus, you'll have full archive access immediately.
Thank you.
Again, that's $1 for 30 days. If you stay around, it'll automatically default to $19 a month. If that's more than you can do, just give me a holler, and we'll drop that to $9 a month with the exact same access. So I'm trying to keep it super affordable for those who want to enjoy the other benefits of membership.
Thank you so much.
So does that help you understand what's going on?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Joan. We're so glad you found your way back. All right. And we've had some typing. Linda typed, wow, that was great. I felt everything as you were saying it. The energy was fantastic and very high. Thank you very much. Would you like to share what Elle wrote?
I don't have my glasses on, but I think I can see. Much love and blessings to you and everyone. Very grateful.
Got it. Perfect.
Yes. Thank you.
And then there's emoticons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful.
Thank you, Elle. Yeah, I think this one should go in the best of. This was a really sweet one.
Oh, it's so deep, so quickly.
Yeah. It's almost as if the Aquarian age has arrived.
Almost as if. What about that?
Yeah. So I think this exemplifies what we're talking about, where the inner worlds are just easier to access and subtler. And it's just at a higher level.
Yeah. It was really actually quite beautiful to record video that we did right before this. It was like we had a dip into some pretty deep and beautiful energy right before we came in here. That's part of like where the extra deep immersion came tonight.
So I thought about that. Yeah, by the way, at this moment live, we haven't posted that video yet, but it will be up by tomorrow, which is June 1, 2021.
On your YouTube.
On my channel. Yeah. But it'll be linked from astroshama.com as well. Hey, we have a cute title for it. We're calling it If the Aquarian Age is Here, Where's the Unicorns and Rainbows?
I wonder who came up with that.
Guilty as charged. I try to make the headlines interesting.
Yes,
you're good. Good job. Thanks. So, anyone else who'd like to speak or type, feel free. If you're the kind of person who doesn't normally share, feel free to jump in and share anyway. Oh my gosh, they're putting another layer of bliss in, aren't they?
There's such a deep, mellow energy going on. It's probably hard for anybody to speak or do much of anything.
Yeah, I mean, I've done lots of ayahuasca ceremonies and have learned with difficulty how to function in highly altered states. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why I'm able to start chatting it up right after we're done. Mm-hmm. Of course, you seem to have that ability as well.
Yeah, it was a little challenging for me to bring this up back this evening.
Good stuff.
Really deep.
Yeah, I think this is maybe our deepest neural support team ever. I've never felt frequencies that subtle before. Mm. And they've never taken that long to transition us back to body. Mm.
Yeah, something's happening. We really are working the Aquarian Age from the inside out. That was the gist of our video. The main point we were driving toward is the Aquarian Age is here, but it's starting on the inside, in the inner planes, with light workers being able to have more access to moving energy more easily, awaken more deeply. And then when enough of us get our act together there and act as internally guided, then we'll see more of the obvious physical expressions of the Aquarian Age. But it's an inside-out job, and it's up to all of us who are called to make it real. It seems to be at least my perception of what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a dichotomy with the nothing to do, just to be. We can actually distract ourselves, I think, sometimes with feeling like we have to step up and do something, but really what we're doing is just being the love, from my perception, being the light, holding that energy, loving one another.
Well, that sounds like doing.
And if that's not your natural state, that can be work. But for many of us here doing this kind of work, it is more of our natural state.
Yes.
Being, I mean, our natural state is oneness with the divine. There's no work involved in that.
No.
None whatsoever.
Actually, I think the balance of doing and being was beautifully expressed by Dean Martin in one of his classic 50s numbers, where he sang, "Dooby-dooby-doo."
All right, then. Okay.
There's doing for me, certainly, but I love it when the divine just kind of gives me what to do and then I can do it in a flow state.
And the deeper you go into the inner worlds, the more just doing and being are just so blended together, and the distinction becomes less and less meaningful. That's really where free will disappears, too, in my experience. You know, for years I thought about free will versus, you know, determinism, and what do gurus mean when they say you must give up your free will to belong to the divine? What I've discovered more in my own experience, I'm not saying I've totally given up free will yet, but there's a transition toward that, where the more I simply become the divine, and that becomes my daily experience, the less even the desire to do anything at all that isn't being intuitively guided by spirit just becomes less and less and less. There's no desire to do anything out of that flow. So in that sense, free will starts to disappear, because as the ego blends more and more with divinity and there's no longer any meaningful separation, there's really, in a sense, no separate ego to have free will to do anything that is the divine will. And that may sound a little circuitous if you're not there, but it makes sense from the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, Joan typed something. She said, "Thank you so much. I must go, but we'll look forward to being back in the energy with you soon." Thank you, Joan.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It has been a wonderful time of sharing with you all.
Well, I'm getting a wrap-up kind of sense starting. So last call, folks, for any typing or speaking. Anyone at all who wants to share, this is your opportunity before we wrap it up for tonight.
Hello, this is Joanne.
Joanne, hi.
I have to say, I had a hard time tonight getting into it. I was coughing, and then I tried to get into it, and then I came out of it. It was so bizarre. And then at the end, I got so stoned out, I could hardly, like, talk. I was thinking of, okay, say waves of bliss, but I couldn't get the energy to even say that. So it's like, I'm coming back. It's like, wow, it took a long time to get really, I mean, it was like minutes for me to get into it tonight. And I normally, you know, can go faster, but tonight it was odd. And then I got so deep that it was like really difficult to try to get to my phone to say something. So thank you so very much. This really was a truly amazing one.
Yeah.
And I do feel like my whole body got some kind of a workout. I'm not sure what exactly, but wow. Okay. And so happy.
Hey.
See you next time. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you. Love you. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
All right, so unless someone else jumps in immediately, we'll wrap it up.
That's a good idea.
All right, I'm moving my finger toward the keyboard. Thank you all so much for being here. Really grateful. Again, if you want to check out our work, spiritsongoasis.com for Spirit Song, and astroshaman.com for me. Want to check out the membership, awakeningplus.com. Thank you all so much for being here. We will be back on Wednesday with another free public event. Which one is it? I forget. But look at I'm so spaced out to myself. AstroShaman.com this Wednesday, June 2nd, another free public event, also 8 p.m. Eastern. Come join us if you can. And we thank you again for your presence here. Many, many blessings.